Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Guardrails, where we're talking about the Ten Commandments and how God gave us the law, really as a picture of his character to show us he's righteous. It also is a mirror into our soul to show us that we need guardrails to keep us from going off in the ditches. And we need a God who's going to protect us as we move towards him in relationship. The Ten Commandments really can be broken into two parts, those that are vertical, all about God, and those that are horizontal. Those are how we deal with each other. Jesus spoke about that when he said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And those are what sum up the entire law. We've been talking about those first four, which are, you know, there's no other God. Don't make another God. Don't misuse his name and honor the Sabbath. Those are all the vertical ways that we deal with God. This past week was the first time we looked at a horizontal law. Here's what it says, is that honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving to you. Now, we know this command. I'm sure we've heard it if you've been in church, is to honor your father and your mother. It's interesting that this one comes first when it comes to how we deal with other people in front of adultery or murder. This is the way that God shows us authority structures, that in the same way, if we want to honor God, we must honor our father and mother. Now, the word honor comes from a Hebrew word, which means weight. So think of it as like this, is that the glory of God is the weight of God. It's the same word. When we think about God, we have this sense of reverence and awe because God carries weight when we think about who he is. In the same way, we can't take our parents lightly, that they are they have a weight that's given them in authority over our lives, and we need to honor that weight. And I've read much and listened to different people talk, and I've experienced this myself, that there are different stages of how we honor our parents. You know, when you're children, it's all about obedience. Isn't that what Ephesians 6:1 says, that we are to obey our father and mother? And I think when, as we get older, into our teen years and into our young adult years, this is when we start to recognize that our parents are flawed, right? And we sometimes see their views and we look at our own views and think, you know, I know better, right? What the Bible says in Proverbs 13:1 is that it says, young man, listen to your father and heed his rebuke. And the idea is that even if we might disagree, that we need to respect and listen to our parents, allow them a voice in our lives. That's how we honor them. And then lastly, if you're in this phase, you or have been in this phase, you know that your parents age, their needs become different. These once booming figures in your life that were full of strength and power are now the ones who, you know, you're more powerful than they are. They need your help. Sometimes they need your provision. In 1 Timothy 5:8, that's what we see when Paul says to the believers that anyone who doesn't take care of his immediate family is worse than an unbeliever. That you are as if you don't honor God at all if you can't take care of your own family. And I think as we get older, in essence, we need to meet the needs of our parents in a different way. I think the problem with this is that generally speaking, at some point you realize your parents are flawed. And on top of that, we're flawed. So we, even as children, don't have to be taught to be rebellious, right? We see that if you have kids, you see it. Like, we naturally disobey our parents. So the way that we're supposed to honor our parents is, or honor God, is to obey them, and we don't. And then as young adults, what happens is we see flaws in our parents, and then we kind of write them out. Like, you know, you don't have the discernment to speak into this. I know better. And then as they get older, sometimes we're too busy to pay attention to them. We're too busy to talk with them. It's a tough thing. On top of that, sometimes our parents are flawed. And then, you know, how do we honor our parents when they make mistakes? Well, the thing is, that doesn't catch any, none of this is, it catches God by surprise. He knows exactly what's going on. And I think that he wants us to honor our father and mother because we're honoring the position even over the person. God is teaching us something about respect for authority and teaching us that it's not all about us. And that helps us to respect other earthly figures. And it's been said that, you know, if you have a problem with your parents, with your earthly authority, there's a good chance you have a problem with God. Isn't that interesting? God, I pray that you help us to have a healthy respect for our earthly authority figures, for our parents. God, I pray for those who struggle in relationship with their parents, that you'd help them to honor their parents in a healthy way with boundaries. And for most of us, Lord, just help us to be, help us to keep this command. Lord, we know that we're not perfect and you are. And we pray, Lord, that you would lead us in this. And we ask it in your son's name. Amen. Think about the areas that you might struggle in this and ask God for some help specifically. Maybe it's a phone call, or maybe it's a letter, or maybe it's a lunch or dinner. Maybe there's a way that God's speaking to you about how you can honor your parents. Until next time, God bless.